In a logo, a silhouette of a young boy takes a bow on a stage, limelight. In text over a blue background, Lonely Island Classics. A title appears in yellow cursive over a pink background, Palm Springs. A brown goat stands in a dry, grassy desert. The hilly area begins to rumble. The goat scans around. A large fissure spreads through the land and splits open. A red-hot glow burns underneath it, and smoke pours out. A brown-eyed man opens his eyes. He lies on his left side in bed.
Good morning.
He lifts his head. A blonde woman applies lotion to her legs at the foot of the bed.
That's a good leg.
She smiles.
Okay, fine. But we have to be fast.
He thrusts into her against a mirror.
Are you close? I really can't start sweating, babe.
Yeah, I'm working on it, darling.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to get ready. It's so bright in here, too. It's just, your sweat. I'm sorry. You can watch me, though. Watch me.
Yeah, okay. It's romantic.
She returns to the foot of the bed. He begins to jerk off with a blank face.
Wait, what the hell? Oh, my God. Shit. 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 Oh, my God. Shit. My grandma's ring's not in my jewelry case. Shit.
He rolls his eyes.
Oh, my God. Shit.
Later, he lies on the bed.
No offense, Nai-Nai, but I really have never had an issue with a guy coming before. You know? Never. Not in my life. Like, usually it's the opposite problem. And don't say it's, like, the age thing, because I've had older boyfriends.
It's the age thing.
Not the age thing.
It's not you. It's me.
Yeah, no shit.
I meant, it's you, it's not me.
You're so funny, Niles. Oh, my God, you're hilarious.
Hey, Misty.
What?
Will you kill me?
Niles, look, I know weddings make you super weird, super uncomfortable, but please, I'm begging you to not bring our drama here, okay? Because this is truly a sacred day, and it doesn't belong to us. This day belongs to Tala, and it belongs to Abe.
Niles nods and gives a firm thumbs up.
You gonna be happy? Are you gonna be smiley?
He exaggerates a smile.
That's a weird smile.
A woman preps a sign outside a desert resort. It reads, Tala and Abe's Wedding. Niles does a cannonball. He holds the pose and floats toward the bottom. Later, he drinks a beer and floats on a raft shaped like a pizza slice. A man with a short goatee swims over. Niles hands him a beer.
Shukran. Good day so far?
Today, tomorrow, yesterday, it's all the same. You?
Today's young. Ask me again at the end. Anything can happen.
Not today, Sanspa. That's a nice try, though.
A man in a cowboy hat marries a couple in an outdoor ceremony as dozens watch. An older couple beams at them. The brunette maid of honor stares off in a daze. Niles opens a beer from his seat. A woman next to him shakes her head.
Gorgeous are these two. I mean, hashtag life goals, am I right, you guys?
At night.
But, no, seriously. Okay, guys.
The maid of honor sits at the bar.
No. Come on, throw me a bone. This isn't the day for moderation.
It's not good wine.
I don't care.
The bartender pours.
Okay, I decided to Google the two most important things about marriage. Love and commitment. Love is to feel a deep romantic or sexual attachment to someone. And we all know these two little freaks are fine in that department, right? And commitment is the state or quality of being dedicated to a cause, activity, etc.
Misty dons a smug grin. The guests stare blankly at her.
Oh, she's done. Woo! Thank you. I love you guys. So without further ado, I'd like to welcome up the actual big sister of the bride, Sarah.
The maid of honor freezes mid-drink.
Get on up there, Peanut.
No one told me that I was supposed to make a speech.
Of course you're supposed to give a speech. You're the maid of honor. It's your main job.
She's been drinking, Howard. Sarah.
Sarah gulps toward the older couple, nods, and gets up.
Bonsoir, mi familia. Et amici.
Who was that?
Niles, what are you doing?
Going for the
the safe, babe. I'd like to share my thoughts on love.
What are you talking about? No, 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 no.
Yes. This is good.
That's his boyfriend.
Why is he dressed for a luau?
Niles wears a Hawaiian shirt and yellow trunks. He takes the mic.
We are born lost. Then we're found. But we're all just lost, am I right?
Oh, my God.
However, in the darkness comes light.
Misty shakes her head.
Tala Ann Wilder and Abraham Eugene Trenchleafen, who do not look like siblings. You see, their optimism, their selflessness, it's in their blood. And Tala, there's something that a lot of people here don't know about you, but they should. I hope you don't mind. It's not just time and money that Tala has given to so many charitable causes. She has also donated of herself, bone marrow. That's right.
How did he know that?
She gave hers to her baby brother, Nico, saving his life.
A young man joins his palms and nods.
But now it's time for us to give to you.
He stares directly at Sarah.
Here you are.
Her eyes dart.
Standing on the precipice of something so much bigger than anyone here. And it may be frightening and filled with doubt. But always remember, you are not alone.
The older man looks between them.
Everyone here is your family. We are your world. And we will cheer you on with delight in our eyes as you achieve your wildest dreams. So raise a glass.
Niles gazes over the crowd and opens a beer with one hand. He looks back to Sarah.
We may be born lost, but now you are found.
She blinks, nursing her wine.
Cheers.
She stares at him with a knitted brow. Other guests toast.
Wait, what?
Let's dance.
Sarah drinks alone at a table while guests dance. A man sips from a drink with one hand while dancing toward her.
I already told you no earlier, Randy. What makes you think that I changed my mind?
I know you've had more to drink.
You can't say that to me, man.
Whatever, I don't need a lecture.
He exaggerates a dance move like he's elbowing someone behind him and plods off. She gawks at him and gulps her wine. Niles eyes her as he taps a man's shoulder, then steals a sip of his drink when he turns around the opposite way. He maintains eye contact with her as he steals a woman's drink. She knits her brow as he wedges himself between a twerking couple. He stands behind a man dancing wildly and mimics his moves. He leaps over a man bent down and shimmies close to her. She shakes her head at him. He puts both hands up and nods before raising them and spinning around and moving a few feet away. She cocks her head as he holds a chair for an older man. A second later, the man slumps down into it. Niles blows her a kiss. She gawks as he dances away. Niles sniffs the air as Sarah approaches.
What are you smelling?
Orchid Explosion by Fournier, right?
Yeah. That's very weird.
Well, I know my hair mists. I dated a girl who used to bathe in it.
Well, I don't like it. Tala got it for me as a birthday present last year, and if I didn't wear it, she'd murder me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Here are the drinks you didn't pick up from the bar.
Thank you. I always get an extra one. Save myself a trip.
Or you might just be an alcoholic.
Could be.
He hands her a cocktail.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Cheers.
Cheers.
They clink glasses and drink.
You're Misty's boyfriend? I don't think that we met at the rehearsal dinner last night. I'm Sarah.
Niles.
Hi.
Hi. So what's your deal? You don't dance?
Plantar fasciitis, actually.
Ah, respect.
A woman approaches.
Dear, I have been to more weddings in my life than you can imagine.
You might be surprised.
And I have to say that your speech is the best wedding speech I've ever heard. Shukran.
Wow.
She hugs him.
Thank you.
And walks away.
That feels good.
Yeah, I bet. But you don't actually believe any of the shit that you said.
Not a word of it. We're all fucking alone.
She cracks a faint grin. He looks toward a large, succulent garden.
Hey, you don't want to maybe go someplace where we could be alone, do you?
Wow. That is very forward of you. What's your rush?
Well, it's just, you know, your dad and your mom are about...
Stepmom and mom's dead.
Oh. Yeah, well, they're about to sing a song, and I just can't handle that right now.
Randy steps out from the garden.
And, what would Misty think about us running off together?
I have a feeling she'd be okay with it.
Oh my God, we're so bad. Mm-hmm.
The cowboy goes down on Misty in a bathroom.
God. I can't say I ever liked her.
Yeah, she has her moments, but this one hurts.
Why don't you go in there and stop them?
Trust me, there is not a world where these two don't end up together.
Niles and Sarah spy through a window.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, my whole family is embarrassed by me. They all see me as a liability who fucks around and drinks too much.
Why would they think that?
Because I fuck around and drink too much. Which they tell me all the time. And then they try to take care of me, and it is absolutely suffocating.
Yeah, I've never been big on unsolicited help.
Exactly. I can fend for myself.
Of course you can. You don't need a leg up.
Oh, my leg up.
That was weird.
This is so fucked up.
So fucked up.
But it's kind of hot, though.
Don't you kiss me.
Don't you tell me what to do.
They grin at each other. They make out in a secluded area against a rock formation. She tries to undo his trunks.
I give up. Will you just please take off your clothes?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. He stands and rips his shirt open.
Nice.
Yeah.
He struggles with the knot in his trunks just as she did.
Ah!
Yeah, yeah.
He pulls them down, revealing boxers.
You wear underwear under your bathing suit?
Yeah, doesn't everybody?
An arrow flies to his back.
I thought I smelled you, you piece of shit!
A dark figure in military garb emerges nearby.
Oh my God! What the fuck? What the fuck is happening?
Niles tears the arrow out and flees. The figure stalks after him.
Shit! What? The fuck?
Niles runs, then slows as he gets winded. The figure shoots him in the thigh.
You're a sick fuck, Roy!
Roy, a man with a white beard, marches after him. Roy stops and uses the light affixed to his hat to scan the area. Niles hides behind a rock. Roy passes the rock and stares into the maw of a glowing cave.
Keep running, shitbird. I will always find you.
His blackened face awash in an orange glow, Roy hangs his head and enters the cave. Niles limps out from behind the rock and approaches the cave. Roy presses forward into an intense burning light. Niles crawls over to the entrance.
Niles?
Niles turns to find Sarah a few yards away.
Oh, stop! Don't come in here!
Are you okay?
Don't come in here!
He gets sucked into the light.
Wake up!
Niles opens his eyes in his bed.
Good morning!
Misty applies lotion to her legs.
That's a good leg.
Okay, fine. But we have to be fast.
A woman preps the sign for Tala and Abe's wedding at the resort. Niles does a cannonball.
Yes, ma'am.
He hands a beer to Jerry in the pool.
Shukran. Good day so far?
Today, tomorrow, yesterday, it's all the same. You?
Today's young. Ask me again at the end. Anything can happen.
You!
Sarah marches over.
What the fuck did you do to me? What the fuck did you do to me? Hey, come here. Get out of the water! Come here.
She throws beers at him and he falls into the pool.
Get out of the water!
He stays under, dodging the beer cans. She jumps in.
Tell me what the fuck is going on!
You're a sick fuck, Roy!
She watches Roy stalk off the night before. She chases after Roy and Niles and enters the cave.
Niles? Niles?
No, stop! Don't come in here!
Are you okay?
Don't come in here!
He crawls toward the light.
Hello?
She moves further in. She stands in the chamber as the burning light intensifies.
What the fuck?
She's pulled into it. She opens her eyes. She's in bed in a hotel room, the morning light hitting her face. She bolts upright and scans the room. She checks her phone.
November 9th.
It's gonna be a beautiful wedding.
She peers outside to the pool. She jerks her head and retreats. Her mom hangs a banner near an enlarged photo of Tala and Abe.
Oh, there you are!
Tala! I found Sarah!
We were looking for you all morning, honey.
Okay.
Come on!
Her mom leads her into the kitchen.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Sarah, peanut. You must have gotten up early. I checked your room at 6.
Yeah, I went on a hike.
Well, you look exhausted. Stay hydrated.
Dad, is this is really happening, right?
I don't understand your question.
This day already happened.
Her parents share a look.
What are you saying?
It felt real. It felt so real.
Are you on drugs again?
She glances out the window and clocks Niles.
What the fuck did you do to me? Hey, come here. I'm not gonna hurt you. Just get out of the water. Come here. Get out of the water.
Tell me what the fuck is going on.
Sarah! Oh my god! What are you doing?
Tala slips.
Whoops.
A man holds bloody teeth.
Jerry, give me the teeth. The 3 front teeth are pretty much broken off. There's 1 full canine. And
this is like a big day for everyone. This is a big day for me, too.
The wedding is today. It's been 6 hours.
Sarah, why are you standing there like a freak? Why were you in the pool?
This doesn't make any sense. This doesn't make any fucking sense.
She opens a door and finds Abe.
No one of them can't see me.
What happened? Is she okay?
She'll be okay. I'm taking Tala into town. This dentist glues teeth.
Sarah pukes.
Sarah, no!
Sarah plops down on a pool chair next to Niles.
Guess you followed me.
She stares ahead, mouth agape.
What's going on?
I tried to stop you.
He offers her a beer.
But what is this? When is this?
Yeah, about that. So, this is today. Today is yesterday, and tomorrow is also today. It's one of those infinite time loop situations you might have heard about.
That I might have heard about?
Yeah.
How do I stop it? I don't want tomorrow to be today. I want tomorrow to be tomorrow.
Right. That's natural. Unfortunately, that's never gonna happen.
Tomorrow will always and forever now be today, so.
He offers the beer again. She grips her temples and he takes the beer back.
Oh, how about this? Tomorrow, Tala's teeth will be totally fine.
Which way is that cave?
He smiles and shakes his head.
You don't want to go there.
Sarah hikes the desert landscape alone. A sea of indistinct rock formations surrounds her. She lays against a rock as Niles walks up. He offers a beer. She frantically downs it.
Please. Where is it?
You gotta wait.
Oh my god, fuck you. Just tell me.
He purses his lips and points to the cave.
Where?
She gazes around. He throws a hand up and turns away.
I told you. You gotta wait.
He climbs the rocks.
What? Where is it?
Wait for it. Almost.
He spreads his arms out with a wry grin.
I am the Antichrist.
He snaps and the ground shakes. She dodges rocks and he slams his beer.
I'm just kidding, there is no God. The earthquake happens every day, but...
He points to the cave again.
Check it out. Opens up the cave.
She rushes toward it.
You're not gonna find what you're looking for in there. Once you go in, the whole day just resets to wherever you woke up this morning. Same thing if you stick around. The second you fall asleep, it all just goes back to the start.
But will this day end? If I go in there?
Sure, for you.
She runs off.
You're wasting your time!
She storms into the cave.
It's gonna be a beautiful wedding.
She sits up in bed.
Wake up.
Misty does her legs.
Good morning.
He sighs and pulls the blanket over his head. A car speeds out of the resort. Sarah grips the wheel. Niles cannonballs. He lounges on the pizza slice raft. Sarah stops for gas.
She didn't leave a note.
Sarah realized the day wasn't about her, so she left.
Don't say that.
Her parents look up at Niles making a smoothie.
Or she's scared.
Of what?
Families, weddings, intimacy, melanoma, nanotech, round-the-clock surveillance. Sauce.
He pours the drink with a grin.
She'll be back.
Driving at night, Sarah chugs from a coffee cup. At the reception...
And how gorgeous are these two? I mean, hashtag life goals, am I right, you guys?
Oh, but Niles stands at the bar and scans around.
I know this is supposed to be like 3 minutes.
At dawn, Sarah enters Texas.
Yeah, we're staying awake, yeah.
Her eyes get heavy. She enters a quaint house with wood panels. She plops down on a sofa. Her eyes are wild and she bears a frown. She rips open curtains, allowing sunlight to pour onto her face. She sits back on the sofa and stares at the ceiling. Her eyelids flutter and close. Her head flops to the side.
It's gonna be a beautiful wedding.
I'm coming, oh my God!
Sarah.
Oh, excuse me, hi. Wake up.
Sarah, what the hell are you... Sarah, what are you doing?
Get dressed, I can't be here anymore.
Misty and Niles watch her storm out.
Oh my God. Are you fucking cheating on me?
No. You're cheating on me, you goof.
She freezes.
Wait, what?
They drive and drink beers.
I don't know what it is. It could be life, it could be death. It might be a dream, I might be imagining you, you might be imagining me, it could be purgatory or a glitch in the simulation that we're both in. I don't know. So, I decided a while ago to sort of give up and stop trying to make sense of things altogether because... The only way to really live in this is to embrace the fact that nothing matters.
Well, then what's the point of living?
Well, we kind of have no choice but to live. So I think your best bet is just to learn how to suffer existence.
So we can't die?
No, the loop just starts over. There might be some way to kill yourself, but I haven't figured it out, and I've done a lot of suicides. So many.
No, I'm gonna get out of this.
She floors the gas pedal.
Suit yourself.
He places his head on the dash.
What are you doing?
Bracing for a quick death. I mean, we can't die, but pain is very real. There's nothing worse than slowly dying in the ICU.
She undoes her seatbelt.
We could just skip this whole phase.
go get a beer, you know?
A semi approaches.
We're not, whatever.
She swerves.
See you tomorrow.
Wake up.
They sit in a bar.
So, as I was saying, you just have to find peace, you know?
I drove all the way back home to Austin, and I still woke up here.
That's how it works. And one time I smoked a bunch of crystal and made it all the way to Equatorial Guinea. It was a huge waste of time. They detained me as soon as I got off the plane. I was acting a little odd. And then I passed out in a couple of minutes, woke up back here.
Woo!
A woman throws darts.
Darla, you and me, $100.
Who the fuck are you?
He throws a bullseye.
Don't you know how to hustle, kid?
I'm an honest man, Darla. You're gonna lose this game, but you can keep your money.
Another bullseye.
Oh my God, who is the guy that was hunting you?
He throws out of bounds. He turns to her and hesitates a moment.
That was Roy. He was a guest at the wedding. Abe's dad's cousin of the Schlieffen clan. That's about all I know about the dude.
Yeah, but why was he trying to kill you?
One night, a very long time ago, I partied with Roy.
At the reception.
I mean, this was back in the early days before I'd really acquainted myself with everyone.
May I?
I was just feeling my way through it.
Tuna?
Roy bites into an hors d'oeuvre. He is well-dressed in a suit and fedora.
I know you know, but you don't know that I know.
At the bar.
Or do you know?
Do you ever wonder if people think you're boring?
Are you being a dick to the bartender?
Niles looks him over.
I would like a Moscato, please.
Sure.
What might have been and what has been point to one end, which is always present.
Roy cocks his head.
Second thought, make that 2 shots of bourbon, please.
Niles gives him a quizzical look. Roy stares back, unblinking.
I like your hat.
Of course you do.
The bartender slides the shots over.
Thank you, man. To the struggle.
They clink glasses and down the shots.
Here they are. Confucius said marriage is a bottomless pit of sorrow that makes you forget who you are.
He did not.
But there is a bottom, my friend. And it is a fucking dark place.
Niles turns to him, wide-eyed.
What do you say, man? You want to dance a little bit?
He taps the side of his nose.
Okay.
You know the officiant douchebag in the ridiculous suit?
Trevor.
He's got a bag of sweets in his pocket. Tried to hit him up, but he said he did not want to share.
Niles storms over to the cowboy.
Tonight is not about me.
He finds a baggie in Trevor's pockets.
You're right. Got him.
Roy follows.
I don't know what that was.
They snort drugs in a bathroom.
Oi, open up, you cunts!
Give me that shit back, come on! Roy waves Niles to the shower.
We are the shit. We are the... You're alive.
Roy grips Niles' head. Niles wears the fedora as they slow dance in the reception area. They lay outside on some rocks.
This is... the greatest... night of my life.
Roy's tie is wrapped around his head.
I wish I could just live out here forever.
Niles angles his head up.
Follow me.
Niles gets up. They stand at the cave entrance.
What is it?
Your ancestors are in there.
My ancestors are in there.
Your answers. The answers you're looking for.
Okay. That's totally a different thing, but...
Roy nods and lurches forward.
I'm in.
Niles struggles to keep his eyes open.
This took too much. Wait, Roy, wait, wait.
Niles collapses.
That was a mistake. When Roy found out about his new life, he did not take it lightly. Luckily, he lives in Irvine and wakes up there every day, so he only comes around once every few... days or weeks. I don't know. My sense of time is a little fuzzy.
But what does he want?
I think he thinks it's revenge.
Run, rabbit, run!
Naked, Niles is shot in the desert.
He may have some anger issues.
He tortures Niles.
You said you didn't want the day to end!
Niles emerges from the pool.
What's that smell?
Roy hovers over a gas can.
No!
Flicks a lit cigar.
So, I vowed to never bring anyone into this life ever again.
Amen to that. I tied my tubes at 40.
Yeah.
You have to confront him, right? I mean, you cannot keep running from this person forever.
What are you talking about?
He gets out of a booth with Sarah and Darla.
Of course I can.
Hey, come on. Burrito truck just opened.
Hey.
That's for you. Keep the change, okay? But you have to promise me you're going to spend it all today.
He gives a kid selling candy a wad of cash.
You know that's a scam.
Of course, yeah. I just like to give back whenever I can.
He scarfs a burrito.
Material matters don't really concern me.
With the exception of booze and burritos and designer drugs and candy.
Obviously, I'm not a Puritan.
And sex, I assume. You fuck other people in here?
Great question.
You must, right?
I have, but it takes a lot of work. And I try to live my life at this point with as little effort as possible.
Huh. Have we roped up?
No. At least I don't think so.
So, but like, who else?
Right. Well...
Besides Misty.
Daisy, the barkeep.
You know, I once hit a guy with his car.
He sits in a car with Daisy.
Oh, yeah?
She gazes off and jerks her arm up and down.
I don't think he ever walked again.
Oh!
Darla.
He slinks her down front.
If you insist.
I bet that was great.
You would have bet right.
What about Tala?
No, but I have tried.
Tala and Dave dance at a reception.
May I cut in? It's the first dance. And that's a deal breaker?
And that didn't work?
It was a big swing.
Right. Hey, who else?
Hey!
With Jerry.
There you go.
You fucked Jerry Schlieffen?
Well, he fucked me. He put his penis in my butthole.
Yeah, I know how it works.
I'm really glad I tried it. He's a sweet guy.
He shoots a drink into the bin.
Nice shot. And that's it? That's all you got?
Oh. Your dad.
In a hotel room.
What are we doing?
Her dad gazes into his eyes.
I don't know.
Nah, I'm just kidding.
Oh, my God.
I got you, though.
You did.
What about you? What's going on with your sex life?
She eyes him.
Nice try.
Hmm?
I'm not going to sleep with you.
You asked me about mine. I was just being courteous.
I mean, I might have the other night. I would have, but not now, though.
Yeah. I was thinking the exact same thing, you know? We're going to be seeing each other all the time. Let's just keep it simple. Don't overcomplicate it.
He looks down and away.
We've never had sex?
Again, my memory is pretty shot, but I don't think so. Anyways, I think the party's gonna start pretty soon. You wanna head back?
Is that a joke? No. Why would I do that?
I don't know. Eat, drink, dance, bask in love.
That is not love.
Of course it is. Tala's in love.
No, you don't actually know what you're talking about. We, you, me, everyone. Everyone we know. Nobody can stand the idea of being alone. So we buy into this pageantry and celebrate. It's bullshit.
All right, so no wedding then. Where do you want to go?
She leans back with a wide-eyed gaze.
Oh, my God. Maybe it's a karma thing.
What is?
Yeah, what if it's like, to get out of this, you have to be selfless and then you're free.
I just bought a $100 candy bar and I'm still here.
Yeah, but not like that. Like real acts of selflessness, like the bone marrow shit that Tala does. You know, like what if, oh my God, what if life just keeps going for everyone else here, but not you and me until we've earned our way out? You've really never thought about this before?
Yeah, no, I've never thought about the multiverse. All right, fine. Let's say you're right and that would work. What's the most selfless act you can think of? Something that would guarantee this day to end.
She ponders. At the ceremony.
And I have full faith in your abilities to keep the boat afloat.
Her dad blubbers.
And now, old mate Abe, he's gonna say his vows.
Actually, hold on 1 second. You can take that.
Sarah grabs the mic away from Trevor and faces the guests. Tala and Abe share a look. Her parents stare agape. Niles grins and sips a beer. Sarah lowers the mic and turns to face the couple. She hands the mic back to Trevor and hugs her sister. She whispers in Tala's ear, then hugs her tighter. They pull apart.
Are you joking right now?
Sarah tearfully shakes her head and shuffles down the aisle. Niles and other guests watch her, then turn back to the bride, who takes rapid, wide-eyed breaths. The earthquake hits.
All right! Get down! Get down! Get down!
Among the panicked guests, Niles shakes his head.
Hey, this place is... Get off me! Get off me! I should never have left the Great Lakes! This place is a nightmare!
It's over.
It's all right, Randy. Everything is great.
Sorry!
Well, the gods have spoken.
Tala weeps.
They approve this marriage.
Niles enters the bar. Sarah plays pool.
What the hell did you say to her?
Sister stuff, but I think I'm good. Selflessness is just... It's fantastic.
Right.
She plays with a bearded man.
Uh-oh, Alan. You owe me a shot of whiskey.
She hops the four and sinks the eight ball.
Alan. Well, Niles, this has been great. Well, you know, not great, but it's been interesting. And hey, in all your future loops, please keep me out of that fucking cave. And good luck with that psychopath who keeps trying to murder you.
Alan returns with a shot.
Thank you. Deal with him. That could be your way out.
Well, you seem to have it all figured out.
Good luck.
She downs the shot. Morning.
Coming.
Oh, Sarah?
Didn't work. Life is meaningless. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Niles sits up.
Are you fucking cheating on me? What? This isn't funny.
Okay,
stop. I'm serious.
Stop copying me. Stop pretending like you know everything.
Okay, I'm gonna go.
And what is this place?
This is kind of a safe house for me. The family who lives here is out of town. I don't know when they're coming back, but it's not today.
They stand by a pool behind a house. He hands her a beer.
Let's waste some time.
They rest on inner tubes in the pool. At a shooting range, a scruffy man holds a bazooka near the goat's pen. Niles shoots a photo of a man.
Hey, who's the mustache?
Break my wife run off with.
Niles grins as she blasts a large hole in the photo. She wakes in the morning with a smile. Her door is cracked open and she gets out of bed. Sarah and Niles dance in the desert and repeat the day's activities. Niles wakes up with a smile. He stands through a sunroof as she drives and takes a selfie. They switch places and she falls out.
Stop.
She bolts up in bed. He giggles in the car. She lounges in the pool and watches a jet fly overhead. They sneak up behind a man entering a hangar and steal a small plane.
Uh-oh.
A part comes off. They crash. In their respective beds, they wake up with smiles. They kick the bar doors open and strut inside. They wear matching outfits, denim jackets, white tees, and a red scarf on their necks. Sarah ruffles a man's hair. Niles tosses his shades down. They suddenly face each other and begin dancing in sync. He takes her hand and they trade positions. They strike a pose like an alligator's jaws. Patrons stare blankly as they swivel and gyrate their hips and do something resembling the two-step. They hop up and shake their arms to the sides. They turn and overhead clap several times. She jumps and wraps her legs around him. They spin, flipping everyone off. She kicks a stool and breaks a bottle. They flee from the bar. Sarah sits with Randy.
Sarah, where have you been? Tala's pissed.
I missed you.
What?
I want you to meet me in the bathroom.
All right.
And I want you to wear this.
She holds a sleep mask.
Sure. Gotta keep my shirt on.
With only a shirt on, he steps toward Misty and Trevor with the mask on. Niles and Sarah high-five from the window. They wake in their respective beds, each bearing a grin. In the desert...
And there's flames coming off the back and everything?
Oh yeah, it's such an awesome car.
How close are you sticking to my sketch?
I stuck to it exactly. You're gonna love it.
Awesome. Looks really cool.
She tattoos a penis on his back. She falls asleep lying next to him in bed and snuggles to his chest. At the reception...
Wait! Stop! There's a bomb in the cake. Don't worry.
He takes the bomb.
I used to be a bomb guy. Everyone stand back!
He puts it on a crossbow and shoots it into the air.
Oh my god! Tryout! You son of a bitch! You ruined my plan!
Sarah, the sister of the bride, and based on her accent, from origins unknown, I'll take her dead or alive.
Put the weapon down.
Fine. Then it's to be hand-to-hand combat then.
Sarah tackles him.
Oh my god, Niles!
He inks her.
How's it going? Is it good?
Yeah, it looks really good.
And are the balls smooth and hairless like I asked for?
Yeah.
And are you getting the jizz right?
Dotted lines, straight across.
He's blindfolded.
Ready?
Yeah.
She removes the blindfold. A banner reads, "Happy millionth birthday, dipshit."
Ta-da!
The bar patrons hover over it.
Wow. Thank you. That's beautiful. I'm not that old, though, am I?
She stands near the stolen wedding cake and shoots a confetti cannon. They gaze into each other's eyes with wide smiles as confetti rains down. Sun sets in the desert. They camp outside.
Think of it like this.
He holds a candy bar.
Everything in this void, the space where the candy bar once was but is now in my stomach, is the past.
Mm-hmm.
And everything that's remaining is the future encased in chocolate.
Mm-hmm.
I have no interest in this emptiness. You know, the who, what, why of your past. You got here, that's all that matters.
But if you really want to know someone deeper, it does matter. It does. You have to know the whole package.
I disagree. This, the next bite.
He bites into it.
That's all that matters.
She gazes at him with a soft expression.
I was married for 2 years.
He chews the candy and briefly glances downward.
I knew it wasn't going to work. I knew it wasn't going to work out the moment that I said yes. I knew it wasn't going to work out when I moved to Austin for him. I knew it wasn't going to work out as I walked down the aisle. But I went through with it, and it didn't work out. Now, ignoring all that would make me destined to repeat it.
He grins.
What about you?
He sips his beer.
Hmm.
Are you gonna tell me anything about...
There's nothing.
What about your life before you got stuck in here? What was your job?
He stares off toward the campfire and ponders. He furrows his brow as she stares at him.
I honestly can't remember.
Oh my god, that's bullshit, Niles.
No, I'm serious. It's been such a long time.
He stares at the fire, his brow knotted.
These are fantastic mushrooms.
She forms a slight grin.
Yeah. Too bad we're doing them in such a shithole, though. I am not a fan of this magical desert.
Well, then I just feel sorry for you.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow. Well, if you feel sorry for me, then that must mean that you care about me, Niles.
No, but when I say that I feel sorry, it's like, it's the same way that I would say that I feel sorry that, you know, I finished one beer and now I have to open a new one. You know, now I'm not sorry anymore.
She squints.
It's just a fleeting feeling.
Right.
It drifts away, just like they all do.
She blinks and cocks her head.
What do you mean, it just drifts away? Like they all do. Like what has drifted away?
The corner of his lips curl into a smirk. He shakes his head.
Everything. Anyways. Cheers.
He raises his beer.
To pretending not to care.
I like that.
I know you do.
To pretending
He pauses and stares off into the distance. She regards him and follows his gaze.
That's new.
A herd of brontosaurs roam in a straight line.
My God.
Do you see them too?
Are they real?
Who cares?
They gape at the sight of the dinosaurs, and she slips her hand into his. He plops down next to her in the tent.
Night.
He turns on his left side, away from her. She lies on her back and tilts her head toward him. She turns over and scoots toward his ear.
Niles.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just get it over with.
He opens his eyes.
Okay.
He turns and she crawls on top of him. They kiss passionately and she takes her shirt off. They continue kissing as she reaches down under the blanket.
What?
He gazes into her large eyes. They hold each other's gaze. They kiss again. The orange tent glows bright in the desolate landscape. The pair lie facing each other, barely an inch apart. He sleeps as she watches him. She smiles as her eyes become heavier and heavier. She beams as she wakes in her bed. She turns over onto her left side. Niles wakes up in his bed with a bright smile. Her eyes are closed as she lies on her bed. A male figure approaches wearing a towel.
Hey,
Her eyes pop open.
Sorry, you should probably go.
The man is Abe.
You know, before somebody sees you.
He walks away as she lies frozen on the bed. She drives along the road, her face is still and her eyes wide.
Sarah?
Yeah.
Niles smiles at her. She continues to stare straight ahead, blinking.
Gotta say, kind of felt a little different this morning. Like, kind of good.
She is unresponsive.
Because last night.
He gives her a sidelong look.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is that a yeah of regret, or?
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I can't keep waking up in here.
Yeah, the waking up is always weird. But, you know.
She stares into her side mirror.
Going to bed maybe just got a little better, right?
This cop's been following us for miles.
A cop car looms behind them.
Oh. Right?
Do you want to talk about it, or?
The cop?
No, the fact that we had sex last night. You said we should have sex, and then we had sex.
What's there to talk about?
He gives her a puzzled look.
It's all meaningless, right?
I mean...
She sips her beer and checks the mirror.
I hope it's not all meaningless.
She chucks the can out.
So what, we're just littering now?
God, nothing. What is this guy's deal?
She floors it. The needle crosses 100 miles per hour. Niles anxiously looks behind them.
Oh, there we go. Finally.
What are you doing?
You know, believe it or not, I've never been arrested before. Yeah, and I'm very curious to see what it's all about, aren't you?
No. No, don't. I think it might be him.
Him?
Roy.
Fucker.
She looks at him with wild eyes. They pull over.
Don't stop!
If you're not gonna take care of this, someone has to.
No, someone doesn't have to. We've been over this.
I'm serious.
She gets out.
Help! He's trying to kill me! He's trying to kill me!
She runs to the cop car. Niles looks back, but the cop is blocked by sunlight.
Is that him?
Niles smiles weakly and nods.
Okay!
He sips his beer.
I'm coming out!
He exits with his arms raised high.
Sorry about that, Mr. Policeman. I thought you were someone else.
He backs up slowly toward the cop.
Should always go with that first instinct, shitbird.
Niles closes his eyes and sighs. Roy, as a cop, aims a shotgun at Niles.
Hi, Roy.
The cop car slams into Roy. He's pinned down between the cars. Sarah backs the car up.
Did you call for backup?
Dude, what the fuck are you doing?
Oh, come on, relax. I just clipped him.
You did not just clip him!
Well, he's a fucking sadist! I was just saving you! You should be thanking me! He was gonna kill you!
Okay, well, no thank you.
Freeze! Put your hands above your head!
Suck my dick, officer, bitch!
Seriously, man, just leave us alone.
Are you gonna fucking tase me, fuckface? Oh,
yeah, go ahead and tase me!
Come on, just do it!
She ducks as the real cop tases Niles.
I'm touching your bike!
Bleeding, Roy stares at him.
Who the fuck was that?
What the hell is going on with you?
What? It got a little out of hand.
They're handcuffed on the road.
You think?
Sorry.
The pain is real. Why can't you understand that?
It doesn't matter. Nothing matters, right? Those are your words.
No, pain matters. What we do to other people matters. Being a source of terror is not fun, okay? It's not fulfilling. I know this from experience. It doesn't matter that everything resets and people don't remember. We remember. We have to deal with the things that we do.
Oh my God, cry me a river, Niles. You were never gonna deal with him. I actually did you a favor, so fuck you.
No, Sarah, fuck you. Out of nowhere, you just start acting like a child, which, by the way, is how you got stuck in this shit to begin with.
She kicks him.
Ow! See? A child.
Shut the fuck up over there!
I got stuck in this shit because you got me stuck in it.
I tried to stop you! Or don't you remember? I said stop! Don't come in! But no, you can't tell Sarah what to do. She's got it all figured out.
Are you serious right now? I followed you into that cave because I liked you, and someone was trying to hurt you. Because I give a shit, which is something that you clearly know nothing about. If I had known that I was going to be stuck with a pretentious sad boy for the rest of eternity, I would have stayed so far away from you, and I sure as hell would never have fucked you.
Oh, please. Fucked like 1,000 times.
She whips her head toward him.
What?
He silently stammers.
What did you say?
I didn't say
anything. Answer me.
I lied, okay?
Her brows raise.
We did hook up before. A lot. All I had to do was bail you out with that ridiculous speech at the wedding.
But it was different then. It was always just gonna reset. And then you got stuck in here and... I don't know, maybe I should have told you, but I didn't want to tell you.
She stares at him in a daze.
I didn't want to tell you. So I didn't. Okay?
I'm getting out of this day.
She rises up and runs into the road.
Sarah, I'm sorry, okay? Sarah!
She's struck by a semi. Morning, Niles sits up in bed and looks at the door of his room. He wanders the hotel and approaches Sarah's mom.
Hey, Pia. What room is Sarah staying in?
Pia regards him with a firm look.
Misty's boyfriend. Come on!
Oh, okay, right, sorry. Her room is second to last down the hall. But she isn't in there.
Where is she?
No one knows. Howard went to wake her up this morning, but she wasn't in there.
He opens the door to the empty room, then returns to Pia, Misty, and the others.
So, did anyone actually see her sleeping there last night? She wakes me up every morning, guys, so she's gotta be somewhere.
Niles, what are you doing?
Sarah! Come on out! Come on out!
Wake up!
Niles opens his eyes. He wanders the desert.
Sarah!
He lies in the pool on the pizza slice.
Wake up.
He pours vodka.
Sarah realized the day wasn't about her, so she left.
Oh, don't say that. Now, Howard, once again, Pia is right. Sarah treats her life like it's her own private soap opera.
Who are you?
Missy's boyfriend.
He storms off. He lies at the pool house.
Wake up.
Where is she? Seriously, did she tell you guys to do this? Okay, maybe she didn't go in the cave, but she told you to do this, right?
I don't feel safe with him in the house. I feel like we should call the cops. That's like, honestly, I don't feel safe anymore.
Randy addresses the others. Niles drinks outside the reception. He crashes onto the bed in front of Misty and Trevor.
Force Reserves, I ate three whole pizzas.
He lies coma-like in a room with the guys.
Hey! Oh my god! The wedding guy's here! Hey! Yeah!
I need a breather. Can I
please, go for it. I brought it for you, man.
Abe snorts drugs.
Misty's boyfriend, are you in on this?
Yeah. Niles buries his head in a pillow.
That's a hard no. Okay, all right.
Don't mind if I do.
That's good, right?
Niles jolts his head up and sniffs the pillow. Wide-eyed, he watches Abe leave.
Man. Watch him go back to the wedding.
Tough. I never want to be married.
Randy eyes him.
You okay, dude?
Did you two sleep in here last night?
No, Tyler's all about that no sleeping together before marriage thing, so Abe took it. Why?
Abe slept here last night.
Yeah, what's up?
Niles gapes and slaps the pillow. Abe joins Tala at the reception.
You're so fucking beautiful.
Abraham, you slick fuck. I get it.
Excuse me?
You and Sarah. It all makes sense now.
He grips the pillow.
What's he talking about?
Your sister and Abraham boned each other. She wakes up with him every single day and then probably sneaks out in the morning. God, no wonder she hates herself. Here, smell this. From Abe's room.
Shut up and sit down. You're drunk.
Niles, what are you doing?
Just shut up and go fuck Trevor.
That isn't true, is it?
What?
No.
This guy's been drunk all day.
That may be accurate. However, if you do smell the pillow, you will recognize the distinct scent of Orchid Explosion by Fournier, the hair mist you got for Sarah on her birthday.
Tala sniffs it.
Does anyone else here wear Orchid Explosion by Fournier?
Oh my god.
I didn't think so.
Tala gets up.
Get the fuck out of here, okay?
Hey, let's take a walk.
You don't actually believe this guy, do you?
You cheated on your fiancé the night before your wedding with her sister?
And you know what? Fuck all of you! Sarah's a good person, but for some reason she's never been good enough for any of you!
Abe tackles him. Niles runs to the table and throws glasses.
Stay back!
Abe dodges them.
Trying to ruin my life, punk? Come on, let's go!
Abe flips him over onto the ground and tries to choke him.
Misty's boyfriend!
Niles stabs Abe's cheek with a fork. Abe stands up.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Oh, my God! Is there a fork in my face?
At the reception, Tala kisses Abe as guests cheer. Niles rolls his eyes from a chair nearby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to invite the mother and the father of the bride for a one-night special performance.
Tala, you know that I'm not great with words, but...
Pia chokes up.
I do love you more than anything. So we're going to perform a number that I sung to Howard on our wedding night. It's a song that I want you two to remember when you fall into hard times. Love can get you through anything.
And this is a lover's concerto.
How gentle is the rain that falls softly on the meadow.
Niles weeps in a room next to Jerry. He hangs his head low.
I miss her, Jerry.
Who?
Sarah.
Wilder?
Niles nods.
Oh. I didn't know you knew her.
I love her.
I see. That's interesting.
Jerry rubs a comforting hand on Niles' back. He purses his lips as he watches Niles sob.
Wake up.
Misty lotions her legs. Niles rolls over in bed. He looks straight ahead with a sunken expression. The yellow lines of a divider on a concrete road whiz past. Niles drives with a stoic gaze. Food is prepped in the kitchen. Roy pours a sauce over tuna steaks.
Roy!
Roy jolts.
Turning myself in! Torture me, I don't care!
Motherfucker.
You're right, it's dark down here.
Roy grabs him.
What the fuck are you doing here?
Hey, Roy. I give up. You win.
His neighbors come out to watch.
It's okay, everybody. It's my nephew. Thanks for your concern.
You cannot be here.
Who was that man?
Fuck.
Oh.
Hey, hon. This is...
Niles squints at him.
Niles.
He's an old friend. Tuna will be ready soon, and we'll be out back.
His wife gapes at them in a bathrobe and hair towel. A young boy and girl play outside and stare at Niles.
You look sad.
Oh, he's okay, sweetie.
Roy hands him a beer and sits beside him on a chair.
Twins. You believe I made these at my age? If I'd had one less Mai Tai that night, I'd have put the condom on right and they wouldn't be here.
Niles glares and nods.
So, here's to Mai Tais.
They clink beers. Niles sniffs his.
So this is your life?
Not bad, huh? Beautiful wife. Beautiful kids.
He looks toward his son.
Little Joey is watering dog shit. It's weird. But it's beautiful.
What happened to marriage being a bottomless pit of sorrow?
Things change, you know. Priorities change.
Niles lowers his head.
Okay, so what are you doing here? Just get on with it. You're freaking my wife out.
Niles regards a window as the blinds snap closed.
Hadn't seen you in a while.
Yeah, no shit. I ended up in the hospital last time I saw you. Nurses wouldn't let me sleep. They were afraid I'd go into a coma.
Nothing worse than dying slowly in the ICU.
I had a lot of anger towards you, man. I mean, I'm not gonna see my kids grow up. Never gonna walk little Libby down the aisle.
Libby rides a unicorn toy.
I guess I had my head up my own ass. I mean, I didn't really comprehend what I was putting you through. A little stint in the hospital really opened my eyes, though.
Roy stares off reflectively. Niles regards him.
This was always a good day here, you know? My wife in the prime of her womanhood. Little Joey tending his dog shit. Libby's gonna do a family portrait later this afternoon where we're all animals. I'm a cuddly grizzly bear. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
Niles nods slightly.
You gotta find your Irvine.
I don't have an Irvine.
We all have an Irvine. Hey, who was that loony bitch who blindsided me with the cop car anyway?
Don't call her that.
You took her to the cave, didn't you? Did you learn nothing from all this?
She followed me in.
Roy leans back with a sigh.
Well, at least you have each other. Nothing worse than going through this shit alone.
Roy takes a swig of his beer as Niles nods to himself with a choked smile.
Okay, I think it's time for you to go.
Can I stay for dinner?
No, man, look, I think it's best if we don't see each other anymore. It's not you, it's me.
Niles sways his head about in a daze.
Would you kill me one more time? You still... beat the traffic.
Side yard.
In the side yard, Niles stands in a recycle bin. Roy draws a bow and aims at his heart.
I hope you find it, man.
Yeah.
Niles dons his sunglasses. He drops into the bin. Sarah sits on the side of the road.
I'm getting out of this day.
She runs into the road.
Sarah, I'm sorry, okay? Sarah!
She opens her eyes and bursts into the bathroom.
Hey!
Shut up! That was awful and crazy, and it should never have happened. And we both deserve every single fucking terrible thing that is coming toward us, because we are very shitty people. But I am done being shitty.
Abe gawks at her from the shower. His face contorts as he starts to weep.
What did we do? That was so stupid. I'm a cheating piece of shit.
Yeah, okay, great. I gotta go.
My dad!
She leaves the resort. She sits in a diner with a laptop and a bunch of textbooks. In Google, she searches Learn Quantum Physics Online. She watches an online course and studies the textbooks. She wakes up and repeats the process. Again. She smiles at the screen while the background morphs into the cave around her. She wakes and travels to the desert. She uses a device to check the air and test the soil of the cave. She times herself walking into the cave. She talks to a man on her laptop.
Is there one possible future given the laws of our
universe? Yeah, but it would allow an observer access to the interdeterministic universe on the other side of the Cauchy horizon.
Okay. Sounds like you don't need my help.
She lifts her head with wide eyes. Later, she stands with the goat.
You'll be okay. You'll do just fine.
She leads it into the cave. She wakes, drives, then straps explosives to the goat before leading it into the cave. She runs out and takes cover behind a rock. She presses a button on the detonator and a dazzling array of cosmic lights and energy erupts.
Wake up.
Niles opens his eyes. He slowly rolls over and spots Sarah sitting on the bed.
Hey.
She grins and he squints at her.
You're here?
Yep.
It's good to see you. You look great.
Yeah, well, I can't age.
Right.
He rubs his face.
So how have you been?
Oh, so bad. I mean, no, yeah, really, really bad. Look, can I just say something? I'm so sorry for lying, for not telling you about our past, and I don't blame you for being mad at me and staying away for so long, but I've been thinking about it a lot, and I don't know, I feel like we had something really good going before I screwed it up, you know? So, do you think there's any way we could just start over?
She smirks.
Thank you. Are you done?
Yeah.
Cool. So, I think I found a way out.
Huh?
We are trapped in a box of energy. We get out of it by escaping the box.
She draws on a mirror.
In the 3.2 seconds it takes to travel through the loop itself.
And by escaping the box, you mean...
We blow up ourselves and the cave during that window. And if we detonate the C4 at the exact right moment, it will propel us out.
To where?
I don't know. We could wake up and it's today, we could wake up and it's 20 years from now, or, you know, we could be dead under a pile of rocks. There's really no way to be sure. That's why it's a theory. But we have to try.
Yeah, I guess. Do we, though? I mean, I don't want you to set yourself up for disappointment again. Remember the whole karma thing?
This is different.
She puts on her dress.
I tested it.
Tested it how?
Spud's goat. I sent her into the cave, and I blew her up. I don't know where she went, but she is not here anymore. Can you sit me up?
Wait, the goat is gone?
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Right? So I think that we just get through the rest of today, we don't do anything too nuts, and then tonight, we pace the fuck out of this shithole.
I mean, you sure you don't want to run some more tests or something?
What? No, what are you talking about?
Well, just the cave's not going anywhere. What's the big rush? You know, in case something actually does happen.
She gives him a pointed look.
Holy shit. Are you scared to leave?
What? No. Not at all. I just don't want to leave. There's a difference.
Oh, yeah? What's the difference?
I want to stay with you.
She squints.
Look, I love you. Okay? How about that?
What?
I love you.
She shakes her head rapidly.
You... How can you even know that? I am literally the only other human being stuck in here with you.
No, what about Roy? I don't love him.
Oh my God, Niles. So you are saying that out there in the real world, with millions of other people to choose from, you would still choose me?
Yeah, but why would I want to go back there anyway, you know? It's a world of death and poverty, debilitating emotional distress. At least in here, we get to be together.
You have lost your mind.
Is that so bad? That's what love is all about. Don't be so afraid of it.
This isn't real. Niles, everything that we are doing in here is fucking meaningless.
So what? I mean, it's not like things were going so great for you out there. Look, I know about you and Abe, okay? And if your plan works, that's a whole other mess you're gonna have to deal with.
How do you know about that?
Orchid explosion. By Fournier, but it doesn't matter. I don't care about that stuff. That's like my whole thing.
I can't keep waking up in there.
Just ignore it.
I need my life back. And I am asking you if you want to leave this place and come with me.
And I'm saying no, but I'm also asking you to stay.
She glances away for a moment, smirks, then looks back up at him. She embraces him.
Goodbye, Niles.
What? Sarah.
She leaves without looking back. He clenches his jaw and ambles into the other room.
Niles, what the fuck was that?
He plods closer to Misty.
We should break up.
What?
You don't like me.
I don't like you. But I don't think we should break up.
What?
People don't break up with me. This is so fucked up.
Okay.
I'm breaking up with you. I had the idea first.
He walks out. Sarah smiles warmly as Tala and Abe get married and as guests later dance at the reception. Daisy pours Sarah a drink.
Thank you. You have beautiful skin. I love your haircut.
Me too.
Without further ado, let me bring up the actual maid of honor, the big sister of the bride, Sarah. Good luck, girl.
Thank you, Misty. When I was 12, I had just started at this new school, and I was truly terrified of the world. And I kept having these really awful nightmares. And then one morning I woke up after a full night of sleep and I find Tala asleep next to me, holding me. She'd heard me crying in my sleep and she crawled into my bed to snuggle me because she thought that might help. And she was like 5 years old and I never had another nightmare. You have this selflessness and this hopefulness that's really special. It's really rare. Big sisters are supposed to teach baby sisters, but I will today and forever and ever, ever be learning from you.
They beam at each other. Sarah wipes her eye.
And now, Abe.
He raises his chin toward her.
Don't fuck this up.
Sarah gives him a sharp look and his smile drops.
I won't.
Good.
She steps toward Tala and the two sisters embrace.
You smell so good. I love you.
She sits alone on her phone.
So hopefully you get this. And sorry about that, again. And I hope to see you soon. Okay.
Her Nana approaches.
That was a lovely speech, dear.
Thank you, Nana. Thanks.
You know, I lost my mother when I was very young, too.
Sarah's face tightens and she nods.
Yeah.
Well, I suppose now that you'll be going soon, good luck.
Sarah's eyes grow as she watches Nana walk away. Darla brings her drink over to Niles at the bar.
You okay, sweetheart?
I felt everything I'll ever feel. So I'll never feel ever again.
What are you pouring this kid, Ted?
That's his first drink.
I thought I knew how to live. I didn't. Or I don't.
Honey, take a look around. Whatever you're after, it ain't here.
He frowns and slowly takes in his surroundings. His eyes dart about and he envisions Sarah at his millionth birthday party.
Oh my God, I'm an idiot.
You sure he didn't take anything?
Kid's just moping there.
He downs a shot and throws the glass.
I'm a fucking adult, Ted, with the pickup truck.
You talk to me like that, you'll be pulling your teeth from the bar.
Niles flashes a peace sign, then morphs it into a raised middle finger. Ted throws him out. Niles opens his palm to reveal a set of keys.
Thanks, Ted.
His nose bleeds as he drives Ted's truck down a dark road. Sarah marches toward the cave in her dress. A ring of explosives drapes over her shoulder. Niles hits something.
No! No!
He gets out and clocks a flat tire.
Damn it!
He runs off. The gun range owner shoots the photo of the man.
What? Don't shoot! Don't shoot! Please, I need help, a ride, anything!
Who the fuck are you?
He aims at Niles.
30 years ago, you met a woman named Tracy Holmes at a bar in Aberdeen. She took your virginity in the bathroom and then left town. You never saw her again. Spuds. I'm your son.
Spuds tilts his head. They embrace.
I've always had a feeling.
Spuds squeezes his eyes shut. Sarah steals herself at the cave entrance. Her thumb hovers over a detonator.
Sarah! Sarah, wait!
Spuds drops Niles off on a dirt bike, then leaves.
I get it now! You were right. I was scared. But I'm not anymore. Look, Sarah, from the first time that I saw you...
No, stop. Stop it. Niles, I don't want another one of your speeches. All right?
They look at the gaping maw of the cave. She turns her head to him. He gapes at her with puppy dog eyes.
You get one more sentence.
Okay. Okay. Even though I pretend not to be, I've realized that I am completely codependent. But I'm cool with it, because I think that life should be shared now. And I need you to survive.
Okay. That's your one sentence.
I need you to survive, comma. But it's so much more than that. Colon. I know you better than anyone knows you. And remember that night when we saw the dinosaurs? You said it yourself. In order to really know a person, you have to see the entire package, the good and the bad. And I've seen your package, and it is excellent, Sarah. Ampersand, you're my favorite person that I've ever met. And yes, I know that it's crazy odds that the person I like the most in my entire life would be someone I met while I was stuck in a time loop. But you know what else is crazy odds? Getting stuck in a time loop. Dot, dot, dot.
Ellipses.
Ellipses, thank you.
Called on ellipses.
Ellipses. Look, I hope that blowing ourselves up works, but it's really irrelevant to me, as long as I'm with you. And if it kills us, well then, I'd rather die with you than live in this world without you. Emphatic period.
She regards him with a blank stare.
Her lips curl into a grin.
That was a grammatical nightmare.
Yeah, I'm hoping it didn't distract from my point too much.
I mean, an emphatic period is just, it's an exclamation point.
I didn't want to seem desperate.
Her face becomes crestfallen.
What if we get sick of each other?
We're already sick of each other. It's the best.
I can survive just fine without you, you know. But there's a chance that this life can be a little less mundane with you in it.
Yeah. Less mundane. That's a super low bar. That's a great place to start.
She smiles and nods.
Okay.
Okay.
Come on. Let's see if we blow up and die.
Okay.
He knits his brow, then walks to her side. They step into the cave.
So, was the whole go disappearing thing for real, or was that bullshit?
It's too late. You've already committed.
Damn it.
He takes her hand.
Where do you want to go on our first date when this for sure works?
Your mom's house.
Okay. This was a mistake.
Your mom's a mistake.
All right.
They stand at the precipice of the burning light. She turns to him.
In case I don't see you again, I love you too.
They embrace and kiss tenderly. They continue to kiss as they're slowly pulled into the cave. Her thumb hovers over the detonator. A storm of memories and cosmic bodies explode into view. Everything goes black. The burning sun appears in a blue sky. Five beer cans rest in a floating drink holder on a pool. Niles lays on the pizza slice. Sarah floats on an identical raft. Her head is near his feet. They're at the pool house. She reaches over and rests her right hand on his leg.
So now what do we do?
He gazes at her through his sunglasses.
Well, I should probably go pick up my dog.
She cranes her head up, then props herself up on her elbows.
You have a dog?
Yeah, Fred.
She shakes her head out.
You have a dog named Fred?
I do.
You've never mentioned this.
Never came up.
Where is he?
With a neighbor.
What kind of dog is he?
He's one of them shaggy dogs.
He's one of them shaggy dogs.
Hey, what the fuck are you doing in our pool?
They look over to see a family of four staring at them. Niles and Sarah look to each other.
I guess they come back November 10th.
A bird's eye view shows them wedged together on their pizzas, surrounded by the house and the desert landscape.
I went downtown to see my lady. She stood me up and I stood there waiting. It'll be all right when the morning comes. Now I'm up in the air with rain in my hair. I got nowhere to go.
A series of desert roads crisscross each other and stretch into the horizon. Cut to black. Directed by Max Barbacow. Screenplay by Andy Ciara. Produced by Andy Samberg, Akiva Schaefer, Becky Slaviter, and Jorma Taccone. Produced by Chris Parker and Dylan Sellers. At the reception, Roy storms past a waiter and taps Niles on the shoulder.
Hey, Shepard. I got the message from your girlfriend last night. That is a pretty crazy theory. You really think it could work?
Niles gazes around and smiles politely.
I'm sorry. Do I know you?
Roy glares at him with a knitted brow. His icy glare begins to melt away.
I'm Niles.
Roy grins and shakes his hand.
Hi.
Hi.
Niles looks sideways at him and sips some wine.
No way.
Niles bears an awkward smile.
Daisy, I'd like a lots of alcohol, please.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Niles walks away. Roy watches with a wide smile plastered on his face. Credits continue. Words Appear, Hulu Presents, a Hulu original. Limelight Productions and Sun Entertainment present A Lonely Island Production, a Limelight Production. Credits roll.
Chickens of today. I'm gonna give you a little experience of some young chickens of today. They are full of disappointments. They are never, never on time. They don't keep to an appointment. They don't hesitate to lie. They would tell you this when they mean that. I wish I could keep them apart. But as a man, how can I? These women, necessary evil. Ah, man, oh, man, yes, man, stupid bill. To chase test them, they'll never come your way. The only time they keep to an appointment is when in desperate need. They would tell you all sorts of lies just to get what they need. And a man being so stupid would give them all they need, forgetting all the disappointments and all the previous lies. Ah, man. Oh, money, money is the help of money. Venier. I say, Venier, the help of money. Money. I say, man, stupid be.
Copyright 2020 PS Film Production, LLC. All rights reserved. PS Film Production, LLC is the author and creator of this motion picture for the purposes of the Berne Convention and all national laws giving effect thereto, and for the purposes of copyright law in the United Kingdom. The characters and events depicted in this photoplay are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. Distributed by Hulu LLC. Audio description by Point360 and voiced by Dave Wallace. Letters come together in the moonlight. Hulu Originals.